Hi again, Scott Stein from Cumulus Media Saginaw, and I'm here again with Gary Vredeveld. He's your guy at Bell Tire, and Gary is a 15-year vet of Bell Tire, 3.5 years spent at the as a manager at the Miller Road Flint location. Gary, welcome back to our studio.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's go ahead and talk winter tires, and I remember having a discussion previously with you that I've never had the experience of driving on snow tires. There are things called snow tires, and I dare say a lot of the younger people these days probably have never even heard of a snow tire. Let's go ahead and start there. What is a snow tire when it comes to having it on your vehicle?
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, a snow tire was basically a standard all-season tire that was just very aggressive. So it gave you larger grooves to bite into the heavier snow, but it was the same rubber compound as your all-season tire. So the colder it got, the harder the rubber got, the less adhesion you had to the ground just in cold temperatures. Nowadays, they're called severe winter tires. Okay. And there's a few dramatic changes in the tire. I mean, appearance-wise, when you look at one, you would not think it's something that's very, very good in the winter, because the days of noisy and aggressive and horrible in the rain are done with. Now they look like your regular all-season tire, but with a million little sipes underneath there. Number two, the biggest improvement is the rubber compound itself.
A little softer?
Well, not necessarily softer, but it's not prone to freezing.
Oh, okay.
So it can be 30 below zero, and you can go out there and actually squeeze the tread on your tire.
Wow.
And it's
remarkable.
Yeah. It's like it's 100 degrees out.
Okay.
So, and with the extensive siping they do, which is just little itty-bitty grooves that you don't really pay too much attention to, but they're important because in the contact patch under your tire, you basically have 250 to 400 miniature squeegees grabbing the ice, moving the water out from underneath there for you. Mm-hmm. And it's gained in popularity. So we had a lot of people get converted just in the past couple of years to go into the winter tires because they just don't salt the roads and take as good a care of them as they did. And once you've driven on a winter tire once, just like the worst possible day with black ice and slush, and you notice the difference, you'll never go another winter without them. It's that much of a difference. It really is.
And basically, if you get winter tires, you're getting all four on your vehicle?
You definitely want to do all four.
Okay. All
right. You know, the front's really important, obviously, because most cars are front-wheel drive. So that's your traction to get up and go, and it's also a lot of your braking. You know, the problem with the back end of the car is there's not a lot of weight back there. Mm-hmm. And once you lose the rear end of a car, it's too late.
It's coming around.
There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Right.
So we've always said, regardless of front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive, the best tire should always be on the rear. Winter tires, it's even more important that you do all four of the tires.
And it's really easy as far as putting the winter tires on, and you can use them year after year. You were telling me you've had your set on your vehicle, what, 5 seasons now?
Yeah, I think I put I have extra wheels and tires that are dedicated just strictly for the wintertime, as well as wheels and tires for the summer.
So you buy them once and you're going to reuse them for several winters.
Yeah, I bought my wife's wheels and winter tires and my winter wheels and tires back in 2012. Now, granted, we only run them when it's, 45 degrees or below,
right,
like you're
so
supposed to.
You're talking December, January, February?
That's really it. I mean, usually, very rarely do I put them on in November, but occasionally it's required. They're usually coming off in March.
Mm-hmm.
And after 5 years of strictly running them in cold temperatures, they're still in fantastic condition. The thing about them is we consider them a 45-degree and below tire.
Right.
As flexible and soft as that tire is, in very, very cold weather, as you can imagine, in hot weather, they'll wear 10 times faster than they normally would.
Right.
And there's no valid reason to run them when it's warm out. So it doesn't mean that you hit a 60-degree day or two or three in a row that they need to come off. But generally, when we know we're probably going to maybe get a little snow, but we're done with the ice and the surface temperatures of the roads are getting upwards into the 40 where ice isn't a problem, that's when you want to get them off.
Right.
Put your all-season tires back on.
And then what do you do with them when you take them off? You just set them in the garage?
Yeah, some people have enough room at their house to where they can put them in the garage. Mm-hmm. If they don't, Bell Tire offers a valet service where we will take your winter wheels and tires, okay, or just your tires. Mm-hmm. We'll put them in bags. We'll barcode them. We'll ship them back to our distribution center, and we'll store them for you for that entire season.
Nice.
You call us 24 hours ahead of time when you're ready to get them pulled back on, be it your all-season tires going back on in the spring, right, or your winter tires go back in the fall,
yeah,
and we put in a requisition. We usually receive them in 24 hours. We'll put them back on, take the other set of wheels and tires off, put them in bags, barcode them, we'll store them. So if you don't have a convenient place to store tires, or some people live in an apartment, or
right,
some people
exactly,
just don't have yeah, a garage, or some people don't want to pick up 80-pound wheels and tires and move them, we'll be glad to take care of that for you, to where you just show up, give us the keys, and we do everything for you.
Is it that big a deal? Obviously, I totally understand the tires and the tread compound and the reason to get the winter driving tires. Mm-hmm. What about rims? I mean, if you're driving, if you got a nice pair of aluminum mm-hmm, rims, you're probably going to want to swap those out for the winter as well?
Well, it's more of a convenience aspect to have a set of wheels and tires
okay,
for the winter
okay,
and another set for the rest of the year. The reason being is if you have the two sets of tires but one set of wheels, you have to pay every fall to have the summer tires taken off
and then
the winter tires mounted and balanced.
Understood.
Obviously, that takes time.
Yep.
And usually when you're thinking about putting them on, about 10,000 other people in your city are. So it's a really busy time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And the price of aftermarket aluminum wheels has now become so affordable. If you look at what it would cost you for the labor to mount and dismount in the spring and then mount and dismount in the winter, over 2 years, you could have an extra set of wheels. So now when you pull into our shop, we lift your car up, we take your four wheels and tires off, we bolt your four other wheels and tires back on,
you're in and out
in 5 minutes time instead of 35 minutes to 45, or depending on how busy you are, it could even be longer than that. So there's a lot of convenience that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
The tires are always staying on the same rim in the exact same spot on the wheels, so they balance out much better. They stay
right,
a lot truer for you. So
yeah,
the reasons to do it greatly outweigh any type of reason to not have the extra set of wheels and tires.
Right. But it can be done both ways.
It can be, yeah, absolutely. If you would prefer to use your same wheels 12 months a year, but you want the extra set of tires for the wintertime, we're more than happy to accommodate right, that for you. It's whatever's going to work out the best for you.
Yeah. Bell Tire, they are your guy, and Gary is our guy when it comes to sharing some good information, especially this time around, talking all about those. I guess they don't call them snow tires anymore. You corrected me. Winter driving, severe winter tires. Is that what they're?
Severe winter tires.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little more descriptive.
Learn something new every day. Gary, thanks for being here. And that's going to wrap up this podcast. Bell Tire, website again, sir?
www.belltire.com. That's BELLETIRE.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. That's going to wrap up the podcast here with Bell Tire and Cumulus Media Saginaw.